Let me in. Yes, of course. I'll keep in touch. Come in, Colonel Edwards. Close the door. At ease, Colonel.
Thank you, sir.
Sit down. I understand, Colonel, you've been on tap for many of our saucer attacks.
I'm in charge of field operations, sir.
You believe there are such things as flying saucers, Colonel?
Yes, sir.
You've seen them?
Yes, sir.
You realize there's a government directive stating that there is no such thing as a flying saucer?
Yes, sir.
You stand by your statement that you've seen flying saucers?
Yes, sir.
This could mean a court-martial, admitting this against direct orders.
General Roberts, may I speak freely?
You may.
How could I hope to hold down my command if I didn't believe in what I saw and shot at?
I like you, Colonel.
Thank you, sir.
There are flying saucers. There's no doubt they are in our skies. They've been there for some time.
What are we going to do about them?
Who knows?
Then they really are there.
I thought you were convinced of that.
I am.
We've had contact with them.
Contact? How?
Radio.
They speak our language?
Well, not quite. We've received messages from their spaceships. For a while, it came in as just a lot of jumbled noise.
And now, sir?
Well, since they first tried contact with us by radio, we've developed a language computer. A machine that breaks down any language to our own.
General, what's this all got to do with me?
Well, you've been in charge of saucer field activity for a long while. I think it's about time you heard these recordings. You mind?
Mind? Huh. I'm anxious.
The end of that one. Atmospheric conditions in outer space often interfere with transmitting.
How many of these recordings do you have, General?
An even dozen up to now. This was the last one. We received it over a month ago.
You think they mean business?
We can't afford to take any chances.